Abbas Haber, those who for some reason were not here yesterday, so it's chazad for very briefly what we discussed yesterday. We began the chazara for these inyonim, the third and fourth chazara for this zman. The first topic was Cham Miktos or Cham Kulo, based on the Sugim Masech to Pesachim, and based on the very beginning of Simon Tzadi Dalet. That was the first topic, Tzadi Dalet Sif Aleph. Thank you. The second topic was Tzadi Dalet Sif Beis. Each Sif is a whole new world. That's how Tzadi Dalet is sort of a collection. Tochav Kaf, because they were Shnei Pomim. Noda, Lo Noda. Oh, a lot of complications. I'm just giving you the topics that we spoke about for those who weren't here. The third topic, which we spoke about, was the definition. Here's within Siv Gimel. So we got Aleph and then Beis and Gimel. Tzadi Dalet Siv Gimel says if you have 60 connected the Kaf, so everything's okay, but the Kaf itself has to be kasher, thank you. And even b'di'evit, it's a problem if you put that Kaf into something else. If it's what's called a Bas Yoma. We discussed at some length yesterday, the Machlok is a Shach and the Bach. Bas Yoma from what? Bas Yoma from the original time, or Bas Yoma from the later time? Just to refresh your memories, it's in the Shach Sivkoton Yud. He thinks he's right, Poshut, and the Bach says the other way is Poshut, and the Shach says it's Poshutu de Tosu. The other word Poshut three times over here. Everything's Poshut. I mean, nothing is Poshut. But these Gedolei Olam, everything was Poshut by them, was on two different directions. I'm not reviewing it right now, just give you the topics that we spoke about yesterday. And then, we were speaking about, towards the end of the Shia yesterday, and we went from the first three topics were Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Then we skipped to Zion. Let's just pick up where we left off at the end of the Shia yesterday. Tzadi Dalet, Siv Zion. Basar oseach shetochu b'sakin choleves kol achaticha asura. This is a very strange din. We know that the halacha says that this goes back to the very beginning. We learned that if you have dry heat, no liquid, you only need what's called a kadei, a netila, at most. So why over here do you require more than that? So first of all, as we mentioned already yesterday, Kivega says over here, and Simon Tzadi Dalet Siv Zayin, the Rashba says no, that Ducha de Veroteach Dinu Din Echadum Ducha de Charef, and it would only require presumably at most a Kedei Netila, right? That's what he quotes. More than that, the Gra we mentioned yesterday says it's enough to have Kedei Klipa, and the Mechaber for some funny reason Kol Achaticha Asur. We don't understand what the reason is directly. So we saw the Shach yesterday. Here in Sivkoton, Chav Vav. Excuse me, Chav Zayin. We'll discuss why is it awesome more than a Kedei Netila. So what did he say? Number one, you have Duchka de Sakina. Therefore, the Mispashet Bekulo. Number two, it may be Shamein. And number three, there's some heat. There's a little bit of heat combines. So there are three different opinions in the Shach over here in Sivkoton Chav Zayin as to why this is in fact so. This din of the Shulchan Aruch. Fine. This is all if it's what we call a Ben Yom. Now we'll turn the page, at least my Shulchan's turn the page. But the Mechaber continues Rabose and Simon Tzadi Dalet Siv Zayin and says, Avalim Eino Ben Yomo. Eino os ala kadei klipa. You were again stymied. Why do you even need a kadei klipa if it's eino ben yomo? That's a good kasha. The Shach yes is kasha too. In Sivkoton Chavtes. Who needs a kadei klipa? Just rinse it off. Right? Well, what's going on? It's eino ben yomo. So there are two possibilities. One is, stam sakin shamnu niso korish al ponov. Talk about our actual be'en. There's a be'en there. No, but since it's such a small amount, it's enough to have a klipa. Why it's enough to have a klipa? The Bach explains that it doesn't go beyond the kadei klipa. Or, if anything goes beyond the kadei klipa, it is batel b'shishim. That's what the Taz says in Sivkoton Yud Gimel. Okay, those are two understandings of what happens at Dinah by Eina ben Yama. Good. Now, Rabbosai, we start the next topic, which is the Ramah in Simen Sadi Dalad Siv Zayin. You have to divide things in small pieces to be able to digest it. That's the difference between this Chazara and the last one. The last one was such a one big shiur, it's hard to divide things. This is a little bit easier. Ramah Siv Zayin. V'chol zeh b'basar v'seh b'kli rishin. Fine. Avolem hu b'kli sheni. Habasar tzarech klipa v'sakanitza. V'chei noagin. So we make it when it comes to a cliché. Very nice. We all know that cliché is ain't a mevashel. That's all. All you need is a kadei klipa. What do you need a kadei klipa for? So once again, we speak about this issue as to why even a kadei klipa is needed. Who needs a kadei klipa? Just rinse it off. Once again, if you look on the gra, in Sivkot M'chavav, in Sivkot M'chav Zayin, the chom beis hashchita, and the osim in cliché. But you worry about sham nunis. Then he has Mechav Zayin, some of it may actually belong to Chavav. Normally, Hadocha B'yal Masagi, Chul and Kuv Zayin and Beis. When it comes to a knife, you need a little bit more, because over here, you have Ducha de Sakina with a little bit of heat, Roseach Ktsas, with Ducha de Sakina together. That's what he says over here too, Klisheni also, it's not Halach Lihat. Because it's only klisheni, but it's a little bit heat, and in combination with ducha de sakina, that explains why you have to have kadei klipa. It's not enough that we call hadoch. So it's the gra in sivkotan chavav and sivkotan chav zayin, commenting on the ramah in simen sadi dal and siv zayin. That's very nice. But the more significant issue for us, not everyone agrees with the ramah. Very famously, there is the Maharshal, who disagrees with the Ramah. Okay? Well, let us go back and see a little bit more beyond, even in the text actually, what is happening in this dispute. This is to see what the opposition is precisely. Take a look over here, Abosai. Okay. Now I'm reading you the Lashon Issa Ve'eta Ha'oruch, quoted by the Taz Sifkot Yudalit. V'lo dami l'klisheni, d'bidova yovesh, leko defanos ha'mekaros, u'mevashel, mia kozman shiatzo letesbo. Rabbi said there are two statements here. This is something which we didn't point out last time. It's a new chiddush when I was chazering. That there's two statements here in this quotation from the Issa Ve'eta Ha'oruch. One, he gives the classical reason why Dava Gush is different than a Dava Lach, namely, a Dava Lach and a cliché as the Fanos Mekaros, as Tosus points out in the Shabbos Taf Memamid Beis, I believe. The walls are cold, and therefore doesn't pack the power of a Klirishin, because the walls cool it off. A Dava Gush, Rabosai, since it doesn't touch the walls, it only touches the floor, one place, limited contact with any of the surfaces, it retains its status of kli rishon, number one. And the other key word over here is mevashel. The Issa Ve'eta says it's actually mevashel. Those are two chidushim in the Issa Ve'eta Ha'oruch, which is quoted by the Taz and Sifkaton, Yud Dalet. Fine. That's the sheet of the Issa Ve'eta Ha'oruch. However, The Maharshal says something slightly different. Let's read what they did. We know it from the Maharshal. It's also quoted in the Taz Yudal. Let's read together. Divrei Rashal says it's in the Yam Shel Shlomo, the seventh perek, Simen Mem Dalet. Quote: Lo shayach klisheni ala b'mayim v'rotev v'chol dover atzolo. Why? Shem isarev miyad v'niskarev b'mehira. Two differences between the Maharshal and the Issa Ve'eta Ha'oruch. One is that he never says it's mevashel. He only says it's maflit or mavliya. We already saw this in Chavos Das all the way back. that there are those who say that the mashal, what we call the mashal's chumrah, is limited to Yoredeh, does not apply to Chol Shabbos. That would fit into the words of the mashal himself, as opposed to the Issa Veheta, used to actually word Mevash. But number two, there's a second distinction, which we mentioned briefly last time, and I wanted to show you how I believe that the two are really connected. This just occurred to me as I was chazering it, which is as follows. You look in the Lashon of the Maharshal, he never says the words that the Yisavet said, that there's no defanos makaros. He didn't say that. Maybe he holds there really are defanos makaros. Mali, four walls, Mali, one wall. It's the floor. The floor is cold. It's a different vart. What's a different vart that the Maharshal explains? It's not Miss Arev v'mehera, and if it's a solid, so Omer v'chaimuso. It means a solid item holds the heat in better than a liquid, which gets mixed in completely and dissipates. That being the case, it's arguable, Rabbi Osai, since there are the defanos makaros. Therefore, I'm suggesting a chiddush that according to the Maharshal l'shitaso, there's no bishul. There's only maflid or mavliya. And we have a different definition of what's called a dover gush. What will happen if I have a solid item, Rabbi Osai, but it's not just a solid item in a plate. It's a solid item which is in a bed of either liquid or maybe in a bed of, they say, rice. Now that's, if you go to a fancy plate, I'll give you a piece of meat in a bed of rice. Woo. Okay? So does that have a status of a Kli Rishon also? So according to the opinion of the Issa V'het Aruch, would not be Kli Rishon. Why? Because it's not just it's contact with all the walls. Because it's maybe a solid item, but it's connected to the liquid or the rice, and it's all mixed in together, so the walls are able to impact on all four sides on this food item. And therefore we would say that it does not have a status of a Kli Rishon. But according to the Maharshal himself, that says, look, a solid item holds in the heat. So even this piece of meat in the bed of rice would presumably hold in the heat. Yes, it only creates blia and plata, but not bishul. But according to the Issa V'Heter, it's a more limited definition of what is a davar gush. It has to be just only a pure solid item, which only hits the floor and not the rest of the sides of the dish are irrelevant. They don't touch anything. But once you have that definition of davar gush, it's not called defanos hamakaros, thank you, and therefore it's even mevashel. However, according to the Maharshal, who has a different definition, it's a solid item holds in its heat. So then, on the one hand, it would be considered different than klisheni, even if it's in a bed of rice. On the other hand, it wouldn't cook. It's only mafud or mavliya. That's what when I was learning these inyanim, it reads me. I think these two inyanim are haba hatalia. When I do chazara, not too many new things come out, but this came out when I was learning the inyanim. I wanted to share it with you. Okay, Rabosai, fine. This is what should have been done yesterday, Shiv. So we started yesterday on time, not spoken about a Sarah Batavis, we would have finished this yesterday. So now we're just a little bit behind schedule. And now we start what's called today's Shiv. Today's Shiv is about Nat Bar Nat. Oh, Nat Bar Nat. This is a major Shiv. Let's open the Gemara, Tchuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and see what it says. Famous Gemara, Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Itmar Dogim Shalom Bekara. Rav Ma Osel Ochel Mekutach Shmuel Ma Mutl Ochel Mekutach. Rav Ma Osel Nosen Tamu Shmuel Ma Mutl Nosen Tam Bar Nosen Tamu. Fine. V'hod the Rav La Beferish Itmar Ela Michlol Itmar. The Rav Ikla Lebei Rav Simi Bar Chia Bar Brei Chosh Be'enav Avdalei Shaifa. Pizza in a dish. Basarachi Ramulei Labishula Begava. Put in the same dish, I put some cooked item. Toyamle Tama the Shaifa. And he tasted the Shaifa in it. Oma Yoav Tama Kule Hai. Whoa. Gives so much taste. Indicating that Nat Bar Nat is considered to be an awesome Tam. Velohi, no. Shani Hosam the Nafish Mirora Tfei. No, it's not true. That's a different case. So Tosis jumps and says, "Kolomar, mikan ein lochiach, aval hu beferish amara kedemucha besamach." He really did hold that way, which we'll see in the next story in the Gemara. So this is two. I want to show you two stories and comment on both of them. Okay, now the next story. What's the next story? Towards the end of Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar, right after that, have a koim kamed de mar Shmuel. Aisul kamed dogim shalom bekar v'kachal bekuda. That's not a surprise. Because Shmuel holds its mutter, not Barnaz's mutter. Yoav, what happened? Yoav lei v'loachal. He gave it to Rabbi Elazar. We need it. Amalei. This is a critical phrase. L'rabcha yehivi lei v'yochal v'yat lo achlis. I gave it to your Rebbe and he ate it. Who's your Rebbe? Rav. And he ate it. He didn't take it. He didn't trust it. Also, the kamei the Rav, this Rabbi Elazar. Amalei hoda be'mar mishmaite. Rebbe, you taught me not by that as also. Now Shmuel tells me whole matter as mutter. Amalei, here's the enigma. Chas le'lezare da'aba bar'aba to list the meaning of severely. What does that mean? The Rashi says, Lohoyu dvara me'olam. Whoa! Lohoyu dvara me'olam. So why is Shmuel telling a lie? Rabosai. They said George Washington didn't tell a lie. So Shmuel told a lie. We spoke about this last year by Ruth Gadol and the Sephardi of Amis. This case, we are permitted to tell a lie for a particular reason. Okay, but what's the reason? That's the pel. So those are the two issues. Now before we track the second issue, we have to go back to the first issue. We say not by not, the case is what? Dogim sha'olu bikara. So the taste went from the meat to the kara, and from the kara to the fish. It still had to gomer. Nayame place what? Kutach, some milk gadish together with that fish. Okay, that's very, very nice. But you took two solid steps and everything is absolutely heter. It's called not bar not the heter. At the end, we'll get to today or tomorrow why it has to be not the heter. Fine, good. The problem is, Rabbi Osai, in the situation of the first story of Rav, we seem to be missing those two steps. What happened over there? What happened? They made some shaifa bitzah. They made something called a shaifa in a dish. Okay. The first taste, Rabbi Osai, goes from the this very strong item, Rabbi Osai, into this dish. From the dish, it goes into the bishula, and you taste it. Big deal. This is not the equivalent of not bar not. Not by not means it's really in the third item. Right? You had two items. You went from the meat to the dish and the dish to the fish. Now you know the fish is going to give taste to the kutach or not. So if you taste the third item, it's going to be relevant. Here we tasted it in the second item. No. What does that prove? So Rabbi Osai, this, you have to see the Ran inside. Please turn to the Ran. See exactly what he says. The Ran asks this kasha. And he gives you three different answers. Three answers in the Ran to this kasha. It's page Kuf Yutes in our print, Mem Amud Beis in the old print. The Ikal Amedak, Rabbi Osai, please look inside. Hey, Vandarmina, the Hodi Rav. Michlola tells the story. Wait a minute. Here, there are Lek Ela Shnei Tamin. But Rabbi Osai, in our case, you really need, in effect, three. Dogim, from the basar to the kara, from the kara to the dogim, and from the dogim to the kutach. So you have no proof in the fact that Rabbi Asid, everyone believes that's us. Tira Tiram Banzal. For those who have my print, it's Kuf Yutes, halfway down the right side. Also, Shifa Dover Marayam Uruva. Doesn't mean it was a pure, bitter item. It was only mixed in. Because the active ingredient was only a small amount. That's what the Ran answered. Lee says the Ran, that's the Ramban answer. Ain't sorach lekach. No, a different vort. We have a medayt from the lashon of Rav. Yov tama kule hai. From the fact that he said Yov Tam Akule Hai, that he mentioned that statement, that indicates to us that he holds not bar not is us. Otherwise, he wouldn't have said such an expression. So it's a deal from the lush. most noteworthy is the Acherim. Aval Acherim Sovrim, the Shmuel Afilu Tam Sheni Hitter. Whoa, against everything we said. We said until he needed the third time. He needed the third time. No, the second time alone is enough. No. V'hocha bedogim sha'alu im basa airi. It was cooked together or prepared together in the same utensil. Even that is mutal ochel b'kutach. Afapi shein kan elad nosin tam sheni. What does that mean? There's nothing intervening. It goes from the meat into the pot, and then from that pot it's going to go. Dogim shalom bas. I made a mistake. Goes from the meat into the fish, and from the fish to the kutach. Leave out pots. You don't need any pot, okay? And it's still considered to be mut. Says the Ran, that's an amazing, amazing chiddush. How can you say such a thing? It seems to be against the enough in the Gemara. On the same daf, Rabbi Osai, Kuf Yud Aleph Mid Beis. You can look it up. It's right there. What does it say there? If I have, listen carefully again, if I have a pot which is used for meat, I may not cook milk. Then Bishul Benosim Tam. It's going to be treif. Why? It's a second taste. Meat to pot, pot to milk. No. They say this, these Acherim, amazing Teretz. The answer, Ayideh Ho'ur Polet Mamosho Shalisa Arish. If it's on the fire, so then it all goes out. There's no heter of not by not when it's mamash cooking on the fire. Says the Ran about this third opinion, V'ein Shita Zum B'chuveres. No. And the B'tam Sheni, I feel the Shmuel about the Yosef. U'V'tam Shlishi Yusha Nechlesu. So the Ran concludes, the magic number is three. There are three answers over here to this issue of what's derived from Rav. And the Ran's answer is it depends upon Tam Shlishi. The number three is magic. Once the number three is magic, Rabbi Osai, I'll mention to you briefly three answers to the previous question which we had raised. The question we had raised was, what is this? Shmuel told a lie? Shmuel told a lie and told Rav something which never happened, the Hoyu Devara Meolam. How can Shmuel do such a thing? To tell a total lie? So the answer we found, based upon something, an incredible maramukam over here, which you can find in Siman Sadi Hey, the very beginning of Siman Sadi Hey, the very beginning. But the Mechaber says, Dogam Shinis Basho, Nitzel, Bekdera, Shabasa, Rechutu Yafa, Shem, Shem, Shumadalikba, Mutal Achle Bekutach, Bera Gola, Maskona Sagamara, Gam Aliba Derav, Chulin Kuf Yud Aleph. I have a small note in my edition. What? How can that be? Begemar Shemavua Derav Polagad the Shmuel Vioser. Well, look in Knesset Sagadola, Hagos Turo Salat, Lamaskona. Maskona said Gemara, Gam the Rav Mutter. Wow, what is this? I looked it up. I couldn't believe this. We have it downstairs in our basement. The Shmuel says the following incredible idea. It's mind-boggling what he says. It's almost theological. It's like this. He says, Rav agrees it's Mutter. You know why? Because Shmuel gave him the Dugim, and theologically, it's impossible that Shmuel would give Rav something that Rav holds as Usher. And since he did it, Rav changed his mind. Said it's mutter. Pasuk changes pesach. It's a pillei ploim dika story, which is found in the Knesset Gedola. That's mamish the most of all, almost lamama and ateva kind of a story. The Rashi who says that Shmuel said something which never happened is explained by the Maharash Dam that Shmuel lied. You know why? He wanted to test out Rabbi Lazar to see, is Rabbi Lazar being machmir for himself, because he himself is the holder sasser, or is Rabbi Lazar only defending the covet of his Rebbe Rav, which Shmuel thought was inappropriate in Shmuel's presence. Now you're in my best marriage. Follow me. The way to test, there's only one way to test it. Tell him a lie. Tell him that Rav said it's mutter. So now, if Rabbi Lazar would eat it, it means, okay. It was only machmir for Rav, and he shouldn't be machmir for Rav in Shmuel's house. If he wouldn't eat it, means he's machmir himself. Machmir himself, b'bakashai. People come to my house, they have all kinds of chumras in my house. that I don't do, and I give them a bracha, let them do whatever they want. I have no kpedus. You do all kinds of things in my house. Way things that I don't do. It never bothers me. Just do whatever you want. You shouldn't feel embarrassed. You want to keep your chumri, whatever it may happen to be. Nothing wrong. Okay. If you ask me, I wouldn't care if they make some other Rebbe in my house. They don't hold from it. But Rav said it's not. But Shmuel is not right. They're going back from Rav. You should follow me in Shmuel's house. Okay. The third and the most amazing pshat is found in the Chidusha Me'ameh Simcha al Hashas on this very daf. Is the following pshat, amazing pshat. He says Shmuel tasted the fish, and there was nothing there. And if there's nothing there, it's mutl. We'll come back to that in the Ran soon. Mutl. But Shmuel tasted the fish and gave it to Rav, and Rav ate it. So Shmuel thought that Rav wouldn't have eaten it unless he backed out of his psak. Why? Otherwise, how could he, Rav, trust Shmuel? Shmuel is what we call a choshen al osadavar. Shmuel holds doesn't make a difference if there's a meaty taste or not. Not by that it's mutter. So he thought that really Rav shouldn't have trusted him. And therefore the fact that he trusted him indicates to Shmuel that Rav backed out. In reality, he says, the Rabbi Simcha, that's not the way. It's in Simon Kuf, you test in your day. Also the green, you can look it up if you want. That you're allowed to trust someone who doesn't accept your sheet and halacha and he's more make. You're allowed to trust. But Shmuel didn't realize that, so he thought that Rav had backed out. That's the interesting and amazing pshat. At Karabosai, we had just learned the text of the Gemara, which we are too little of, especially in Chazar. Okay, but now having learned these two trios over here, the three pshatim here in the Ran and the three pshatim to explain the Gemara, and we saw the expression in the Ran, Tam Shlishi, remember that? That's how we ended up. Tam Shlishi, Hushinechleku. Let's turn our attention, Rabosai, to the following fundamental question. How does not by not really work? How does it work? So we already saw the expression in the Ran called Tam Shlishi. We just read it. Tam Shlishi Shenechlikum. So the here I wanted to show you something on only because it's presented so nicely over here in the Megillah Sefer. So you know it takes a little bit extra time to see it in the Chazara. It's still Kedai. Okay, we're getting places gradually. This is Tzadi Dalbut and Tzadi Hay. Okay. Here we go. Okay. We're over here. Try one more. Okay. Here we go. Machlokas Tosis, this is very important. How does it work? Not by not. Let's read carefully over here. I think it'll be more time effective to read it in this beautiful and clear explanation than to start fishing around in the Gemara itself. The Divrei Ramban Shehuvu Baran Tavur, we just saw it. Shetam Abasar Shebedogim Hutam Gomer. Okay, that's the Tam Basar in the Dogim themselves. Rak Tam Abasar Hayotze Me Hadogim Lecholov Hutam Kolosh. The ain bekocho lesser es acholov, for the chain gamuto leochlon yachad. Okay, it's tam shlishi, right? Tam sheni is tam. Tam shlishi is not tam. Very, very important. Okay, good. Tam gomer, fine. Frek the Ramban against himself. Adayin kosher. The avshein adogim mecholim lahatim es acholov, because it's tam shlishi in the cholov, the tam basar. Aval acholov yuchal yochol ahatim es tam abasa shebedogim shadayin lahuklash. Ooh, right. So the cholov is only the second taste. So why can't it make the tam basa treif? Cause the rabban achidish the ein iser basa becholov elim kain chal elim kain shneim nosdim tam zeh bezeh v'hayos v'abasa ein yochol ahatim es acholov eino nasa basa becholov. This is all, again, you'll look on this same page in the Ran, you'll see that it's quoting from the Chidushi Ramban out of here. Kivega, Says Tosfos here disagrees, and they say Tam Abosu Shebetoch Adogim Hu Atzmo Kolu Shabosai. You don't need three tastes, two tastes, not Barnat. V'ein Shem Bosar. How do you know? Darin Noptu the Tam Bos the Tam Besar Hashlomim Shebelua V'Kli. Those who remember the sugya in the last half of Avodah Zarah, Ayin Vav and Aleph, who Yotzei v'Nivla b'Shlamim shebevashlem hayom, ein chal olav iser nosa. Why? Hov utam sheni shel heter, umuchach the tam sheni biatzmusa utam kolush v'lo yecholim lochol olav dina iser. And therefore, you have no proof that you need one to ask of the other. I kedeira shabasa shabisa b'cholav shacholav nesa. Why is the cholav nesa? It's tam sheni. So Tosa says, rak tam rishon hu dehetera. Aval tam sheni hu kvar diisura. Klomar, shahahaklosho hashniya nases acharei shekvar nesa. To lo karamban shehevin b'zeh. The guy about tam sheni hu adayin dehetera. What's he saying over here? They're fighting. When does the second haklosha weakening take place? Tosfos says, when? Kishenoch betavshil nikla shatam edetaru vasa betavshil. Right? So basar, meat to the kara to the dogim. It's landed for the second time. And therefore what landed for the second time, that's already considered to be in the category of a weak taste. Fine? But according to the Ramban, Haklosha Shnia Nigmeris, you know when? Bitsiyosa Meakli, Shalo Yotzi Kol Atam, Ukshatam Bosa Yotzi Lecholov, Hu Yotzi Kfar Achre Haklosha Shnia. This is, you look at the Beurim, the Bani Ashulchan, Reish Pevov, he points out exactly the same thing. This is, let's chazer again. Quanta Toysvis, look at that again, this is a beautiful, beautiful explanation. Quanta Toysvis, when it's Noch, with the Tavshel. Then it's Nikla Shatam. Why? Aide Saruoso Bitavshal. And therefore when you cook milk in a fleshika pot, what happens? The Tam Basar, that's called Tam Rishon. Had it been Tam Sheni, it'd be ready to be kolosh. It's called Tam Rishon. Because as it leaves, it's still considered to be a Tam Rishon. According to the Ramban, no. It's called Tam Sheni, so why is it us? You need Tam Shlishi. This all goes together, the Machlokas Tosfos and the Ramban. Very nice. Says the Megillah Sefer, we all know the famous dispute. What do? If you're rinsing two dishes together, Milchiks and Fleshiks, Tosfos and the Baal HaTruma say that the water is Aser, but Oser Mesakelim. Why? Tam HaBosar V'Cholav Shenichnosim B'mayim Miyad Nesorim. Before they had a chance to become weak, what happened? Bang! A nuclear explosion. Being in the milk of a Ramban argues, because it says to be what? Not Barnat. So his brilliant idea, Nechulushitosa. The feet toisvis, Rakshatam noch b'mayim hu niklash. Uvadochas kelim atamim nifkoshim odifneshe noch b'mayim. Havitam sheni de isura. So therefore, the dishes are all going to be treif. Havlefiya Ramban shatam ayotze meakli hu kvar tam sheni b'tziyoso. The minute it leaves it, that pot itself, it's already considered to be tam sheni. V'ein kvar b'kochol lahatem acherim. Yeah. Im ken atam sheyotze meakli hu tam sheni. V'yesh b'mayim mifgosh shel tam sheni shel basar. In tal sheni shalcholov, ve'ein b'kochom leso zeze. What an interesting idea, Abosai. It's a fundamental question. How do you understand not by not? The Ramban understood it as tam shlishi. We read it, so I thought we did see that expression. Okay, tam shlishi. Tam shlishi. So according to the Ramban, as soon as something leaves an item, it's ready to get tweaked. So therefore, he says that we say not by not, we really mean tam shlishi. Oh. Not tam sheni. Because if we meant tam sheni, as soon as the meaty taste left the meat pot and went into the milk, It should have been mutter. It's already considered to be tam sheni. Teretz yini tam shlishi. Fine. According to Tosfos, no. It doesn't weaken until it lands. So the olam, what comes out of the meat pot, is considered tam sheni. Why is it asa the milk? Because it affects it before it had a chance to land. Oh, the same achlokas applies to the dishes that are floating, milk and flesh dishes are floating in the same container. So what happens in that kind of a situation? According to Shita HaTosfos, it's going to be prohibited. Why is it prohibited? Because nothing gets weak until it lands. And here, watch this. You have the milk and the meat that are... Before they land, they crash into each other. It makes an explosion called Basa B'Cholof. But according to the Ramban says, no, it gets weak right away. As long as it's Tam Shlishi, it's no problem. So what happened over here? You had the meat, went into the dish, and the dish went into the... leaves the water, the taste goes from the meat into the dish, and from the dish into the water. Haklosha shniya. Let's go again. Nigmeres bitzi yosam yakli shelo yotze kol atam uchshetam avos yotze lecholov hu yotze kvar achaklosha shniya. Okay. Went out after the second weakening. So when they bump into each other, if you will, it's already considered to be Tam Shlishi, and Tam Shlishi is Mutter. That's what he suggests. The problem with this, Rabbi Osai, it's a beautiful pshat. The problem is like this. I'm just reading a little bit, I don't have time for everything. Well, if he said, "Sarach beer," ech pasuk a mechaber kan b'siv gimel, legabi hadochas koros kedas Ramban shemat. Right, that's a machloek as we said before. Tos Ramban, for a kvon is barley alz beis shenidon zeh gamken tolim b'machlokas tos Ramban. Okay, and now how do we pass it in the shaila? How do we pass it in the shaila? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says we pass it like Tosfos. Shagam tam sheni ukvar kolosh. How do you know? Because the Paskim say, if you cook before Pesach in Kderesh Shel Chometz, it's not banat. Okay? It's not banat that Teira. After Havi Rak tam sheni. It's considered tam sheni. And another raya, Simon Sadi Dalid, you spoke about this yesterday. You stick a kaf into Basa twice, you need twice shishim. Okay. What happens over here? Only the cholov shenesar yochol itstarif lebasa shenesar. You have to say that the cholov is nesar betchiva rishona meabasa shenichas l'toch hakaf. We said yesterday. Avsha baser atzmo shenichas l'kaf. Rabosai lo nesar adain kemenshu mekushor lebasa shemekdeyam. That we spelled yesterday. Remember we had that word yesterday in shir. Mekushar comes from the Chumas Adesh and the Chavas Das and others. Nonetheless, the Cholav is Aser. It's only true according to Tosfos. The Cholav could be Aser, even though the Basa was not Neser. But according to the Ramban, it goes together. Chazon Ish already pointed this out, etc. So the question is, if we pass it, B'Ki Vega said, like Tosfos, how we make it in the Shulchan Aruch if the dishes are all being washed in the same receptacle? According to Tosfos, should come out that it's Aser. Look what this amazing answer is. I think it's a great answer. Venera. The Ashtotzich miru legabi adochas koros k'das sefer truma. Avol rosh is mekel. It's called not barnat lamros. Despite the fact shehar rosh atzmo gamkein soik k'tosvus b'shorash adin shel not barnat shegam rosh kosav legabi shlomim the nechshav not barnat avshu terak tam sheni. So he agrees against the Ramban. Ramban, it's only Tam Shlishi is kosh. No, Tam Sheni is already kosh. No, so Rechloma Galadaito Taklosha Nasetz Rak Kishenoch B'Tavshel V'Lo B'Tziyosu Mekli Dimloke Madua Osir Cholav Shenis Bashu B'Kdeva Shel Basar. We all know if you cook milk in a flesh kapah, it's treif. Why? The Rosh holds that the second item is already considered to be kalish. No, only after it landed. Right? Wait a second. If that's the case, afal pikein. The gabi hadochas karas dato shel harosh lahatir not barnat against Tosfos. Rebbeinu Shlomo is the contradiction in the Rosh and in the Shulchan Aruch. So what did he do around the Rabbi Megillah Sefer? He made it worse. Four had a kash in the Shulchan Aruch, now the kash in the Rosh, also a stira. A good Jew answers the question with another question. What's going to be the real answer? Look at this beautiful, beautiful answer. Tzarech Lomar. That's a Rosh. Shaklosha omnom nases rak petoch hatavsha. It already starts in the tavshil, not as soon as it leaves the pot, as Ramban said, only once it gets to the tavshil. But avalein tzarech shia nuach betavshil zman ma. Tosfos has to land, has to make a safe landing. Dogim went from the meat to the kara to the dogim. It made a second safe landing, and there's no chal to be seen. Tosfos requires a second safe landing. That's not what the Rosh requires. What does he require? Ein tzarech shenuach betavshil zman ma. Elasagi bezesha over derech atavshil. Kadesh miyad yikolish. As soon as it gets into the item, it gets weak. So when it comes to you cook milk in a fleshig pot, the second you cook up the milk, it becomes treif. Then you get a chance to become weak. It's just as soon as the meat taste goes to the milk, bango. It's right away going to make it basal b'cholot. But over here, look at this now. But over here, madiach karash shabasa and karash shachol in the same receptacle. Hare kadei shatamim yifkeshu zeh. Heim chayovim lava derech hamayim. Have to swim through the water. Vezeh levad machlish olsem avshadayim lenochem b'mayim zman ma. That's the pshat in the Rosh. That's the pshat in the Mechaber. Meiridik. But in between view. Not that it becomes kolosh as it leaves, as the Ramban said. Not that it becomes kolosh when it lands, as Tosa said. It becomes kolosh when it swims. If I'm going to use that expression. As it's swimming, that itself is going to be maklish. So I think it's a very beautiful exposition here in the Megillah Sefer, which gives us so many beautiful pshatim. Number one, the fundamental dispute is to the nature of not barnat. Is the tam shlishi or is it the tam sheni? The question is, Rabosai, what do you do with the milk that's being cooked in the fleshig pot, which we know the milk is treif? So the Ramban says, yeah, that's only sheni, need shlishi. Tosfos sheni is good enough, but only, we said, after it comes out. And that after it comes out splits into two. When Tosfos only after it actually lands. And that's why they ask her, if you wash flesh and condition in the same pot, and according to the Rosh, no. As soon as it gets into the liquid medium, that already becomes huklash, and therefore, yeah, you're right, you cook milk in the meat pot, the split second that comes in, it already makes it basal b'cholof. But over here, it has to swim to get from the flesh into the milchiks, it's weakened by the time it gets there. Ad kan rabos, I think it's a beautiful pshat, it's so nice, and so nice in print, I decided to read it to you from the original source in the Megillah Sefer, just be easier to see it. But osios machimos. Fine. Osios machimos. Good. 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 Narabosai. Let us understand another very, very important akuda. Tosfos says over here, on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. You know what? Are you in the Ran? If you're in the Ran, it's fast to get to the Mordechai. Tov Shin Ches. It's close. Tov Shin Ches. Dogim Sha'olu. Pirish Rivan Chasan Rashi. Dafka olu b'kora rosachas. Avon nizbashnu asur. The ikar atam nifle min akli. The famous Rivan quotes Mr. Shver Rashi that if it's so much comes out in water, it's cooking, that not just a weak time, everything comes out in the water. Okay? V'ripirish afilu inema de nisbashlu lo hainu litzli dafka. Fakert, tzli is more powerful. You know why? The lekam mayim, no liquid medium. So talking about shenitzlu is awesome. Avon nisbashlu b'mayim atam nisbashlu b'mayim v'ikol gimel no sneitam shel heter. Tos doesn't never use the words three. Tos uses the words two, as we saw until now. Right? Here it's actually three because it goes into the water twice. And therefore, we can be more maker when it comes to bishul than when it comes to tzli. And others say the other way around. We're more makil by. Let's chazer again. It starts off by saying we're very makil when it comes to bishul. Get an impression maybe we're makil by tzli. And he turns it around and says, no, we're makil by tzli and makil by bishul. That's what, if you look in Tav Shin Yud, you'll see two different opinions. And Rabbo say halacha lemais. Let's go quickly to the Shulchan Aruch. What is he passing about these things? Tzli, bishul. What does he say? The mechaber says, nah, plague on both your houses. I don't care it's tzli. I don't care it's bishul. Come on, all that means everything. The mechaber, Maran Ben Yosef. Come on, come on, Rabbo say. Where's the Sfarim here in the room? Where are they? Where'd they go? Okay, we have a solar representative. Tell them that we sorely miss them, okay? What does it say here? Dogam shen is bashlu, o shen nitzlu, b'kthera shel basa, rechutza yafesh, and b'shem shuan dalikva, muto la ochlam b'kutach, not by not, haknish with tzli, haknish with bishul, everything's muto, shine. Ramo, Ashkenazi, Rabbo, say we're in trouble. Ramon and Sinbeis, v'yesh machmirim b'tzliya u'bebishul. We saw machmirim in each. Lesser not barnat. V'haminik, Ashkenazim minik. Lesser lechatchila, out of deference to Shidas HaToysus and the Mordechai and the Rosh and everything. U'bediyevin muta b'chol inyin. Push comes to shove, we learn Maran. Except the Shach in Dalkot to Marshal, who says no. Tzli is also medina. That's how the Rosh in one day in Mordechai said tzli is worse than bishul because there's no liquid medium. Those are the various views of both sides. The Mechaber is makel tzli and bishul. The Ramah is machmir lechatchila at least tzli and bishul, and the Marshal and the Shach go as far as asa bishul tzliya even with the Evan. Woo! Three opinions. Okay. Generally speaking, we follow the opinion of the Ramah. That's our general custom. Fine. This is very, very important to understand that this is how we pass it as Ashkenazim. But it's something which is quite remarkable when you talk about Dogim Sha'ol Vikara, Mukta Sha'ol, Nat Barnat. The classical Nat Barnat case consists of the following jumps. Goes from meat to a dish, and from dish to the fish. Which means the first jump was from food to a kli, and the second jump is from a kli to food, right? The meat to a dish, and it was blue on the dish into the fish. That's what's a classical case of not bar not. But you can imagine that there are other possibilities, Rabosai, within not bar not. At least, you know, how should I speak from the formal perspective? From the formal perspective, okay? What'll happen if it's a matter of pure ochlim, no kalim involved whatsoever, no kalim, just ochlim, would the din be the same or would the din be different? Okay, you take a look in the Mishpat Zov at the very beginning of Simon Sadi Hay, talks about this question in Sivkot on Aleph. Yes, Chakiris. He dafka tam echad bekli v'tam beiz biochel huklash tamav v'shari. Ho tam echad gamken biochel amahani af elef tamim kemamah shavi. No, the first it has to be dafka into a kli. Otherwise, it goes ochel to ochel, a thousand. Can you imagine a thousand? A thousand would still be a problem. So suggests the Mishmet Zozov at the beginning of Simon Sadi Hey. It's all one thing. On the other hand, Rabosai, what'll happen if it's two kalim? two ochlim is worse than kliva ochel. Two kelim, Rabosai, is better. Where is that found, Rabosai? I'll show it to you in the Shach. Turn back a little bit into the Shach, Simin Sadi Dalid, towards the end of Sivkoton Tesvov. Quite a long tesvah, but let's read a little bit towards the very end. It says as follows: Kema diko gimot nos netam hatam yotzi mina elakaf mina kaf elamayim mina mayim lekdera luchule alma shori. This is going to be better because it goes from kli to kli to kli. Okay, and he says, "Dafilu leman the yaman is bashlu aser." That's exactly the Rivan Tosfos. Mode begimel nos neitam tam rishon shenivla bekli mimenu lemayim mimenamayim chozem nivla bekli ad kan l'shono. He's quoting this from the Mordechai in Simon Tov Reish Ayin Ches. Look it up. So we say that kli to kli is even better. Again, ochel to ochel even 1,000 are aser. Clearly, even the Rivan who holds that it's awesome with Bishul normally would be masking that it's mutter. So you have ochel to ochel is worse than kli to ochel, and kli to kli is better. So it appears from what we can see so far in this discussion. What's not completely clear, Rabosai, is if it first goes to an ochel and then goes to a kli. That's complicated. That's complicated. The Mishpatzel Zav Aleph says, no! Right over here. If it starts with an ochel and then goes to a kli, the heter of not bar not might not apply. He has a question at the beginning. Tam echad be'ochel ubeis be'kli, is it mutter or is it not mutter? And he says at the end, it's not mutter. Not mutter. Rabosai, isn't that against what we just saw before? We had a Ramban, as we saw in the Ran. What did the Ramban say? It was an item which was mixed in with this Shifa, right? And then it went into the dish, and he considered it to be a case of not barnat. Why? That's a case that first went to the ochel, and then went into the dish. No. So you get an impression that the Ramban is Mekel in this shayla. Is Mekel in this shayla. Ochel and then Kli. So, is that really conclusive? So over here, in this beautiful Sefer, he talks about it a little bit. Let's show one line. Again, we don't have time to read B'ir anymore. Sorry. There we go. Hakloshi Rishon of Ochel v'Hakach b'Kli. So he quotes the various sources, and he brings it right from the Ramban. Shemol Hakloshi Rishon of Ochel Hakach Konam b'Kli. Prima Godem says that others disagree. Maybe no. Achreish Yesh Beis Hakloshos Gimuros Shel Kli v'Hakach Ochel. Efshal et sarves haklosha shekodem akli lios nosen tam shlishi the Ramban. Ramban, we said we hadn't even quite three knots. So if you need three knots, it could be ochel kli ochel. But if you need two knots, ochel kli won't work. That's a very beautiful cheshmer. I think he's 100% correct in refuting the raya that they brought from the Ramban Lakula and the Shaila. Ochel kli ochel has a kli ochel in it. The Torah says it's enough kli ochel by itself. So the round of Ramban needs three, so the ochel could be one, ochel kli ochel. That's, I think, that raya is refuted. Still doesn't mean it's conclusive, but there's no raya. What's interesting, Rabosai, is that there is even a dispute, a chiddush dispute, which you can find here, right over here, in Simon Sadi Hay, the following case. The following case is found in the Pischei Tshuva, Rabosai, Simon Sadi Hay, Sifkot, and Beis. Simon Sadi Hayes of Cotton Bays and Pischei Tshuva. Okay? B'diyevet mutter, the Ramah, Paschal, and Ashkenazim, Dafer is Bashlu, Gimel Nos Neitam, Nitzluwasa, that's the Shach. Okay? Fine? Then he quotes the Chavez Das, Ha, the Nitzluwasa, no. Second. This is a question. He discussed another question, which we're not ready to talk about right now. I guess we really should mention that. I wasn't going to, but let's talk about it now anyway. Nitzluwasser. In other words, it's both on both ends. It's a roasting process. Is mutter. Why? Because it went in originally through water. Even though it's coming out now through tzli, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Now, is that true or is it not true? Let's look up in the original. Chavas das rebosai. He tells you to look at chavas das dalet. We don't want to show it to you because there's a comment on the bottom. Chavas das dalet, in fact, says what the Pischei Tshuva says. He says, but the Imrei Baruch jumps on him for the reason we just mentioned a minute ago. Here we go. Sadi, hey. Dalit. Where is Dalit? Ah, here it is. Sadi, hey, Dalit. So here the famous Chavez Da says the Chumrah of Tzli is only if it's Tzli in both directions. Not that it originally went in with Bishul, now comes out with Tzli. Okay? So, the Imrei Baruch asks, why? Dafka kshetam echad bekli v'tam beiz b'ochel. Okay, here it's tam echad b'ochel and tam beiz bekli. So he's just making this point that this is not necessarily going to work. This cooler. Fine, on both sides. I don't want to spend more time on this particular matter. Just say one more brief nekuda. It's what's called Shas Bishul. What do you mean Shas Bishul? The poskim say that there's no leniency during what they call Shas Bishul. Where's that? That's the Pischei Tshuva at the very end of Sivkot and Aleph. Sadi Hey at the end of Aleph. Ayin Chavez Das again. Lo Aminan Aparnat B'Shas Bishul. That means milk fell in on the pot while you're cooking the fish in it, and then you cook this fish with basar. I feel it, but you don't say not by not. That's it, finished. But the Beis Ephraim disagrees. I feel the b'shas bishul. You say not by not. That's quite an interesting chiddush. Yeah. Now, what's the raya? The raya he brings is that the Rivan, Rabosai. What did the Rivan say? The Rivan said, "Ha!" What did the Rivan say? Although I'm a big machmer when it comes to the not bar not, but I say if it goes, if you're kashering, and it goes from the dish. Goes from the meat to the dish, and the dish to the water, and the water to the back to the other dish. It's so many different knots, it's mutter. What do you mean? It's all Shas Bishul. Shas Bishul. So you see klar that Shas Bishul works. Okay. Is that really true? So once again, we come to the Megillas Sefer with one line. He knocks this rye off too. He's really very sharp. But the same Yisod, distinction between how many knots we're talking and what the order is. Here we go. I'll show you one line. The Beis Ephraim is a raya Bishlu cholav b'kli shel basar. Basar abalua. What happens? If you heat up with water in the interim, it's okay, because the basar abalua goes to the mayim. V'chazal l'kli. Have a gimel nos neitam. Gamriva and moda b'zeh. Okay, that's what's called la halacha. Fine. Here that kloshes atam asheni v'atam ashlishi nasu biyachad b'shas chima mamayim. It's all the same time, right? This is called Shas Bishul. What happened? Tam Basa Balua went into the water and went to the Kli, back and forth. So you have two knots at the same time. But that's why it doesn't work, two knots at the same time. Still considered two akloshes, even though Lo Noch B'mayim El Arak over Darka. Yeah. V'yesh Litcho, it's the same reason. Chavaz Das only said Baklosha Rishona, Shu Iker Aklosha. So it has to be Dr. Bekli. Ben Nech Shemes Ela Shenoch Bekli. Abli Acha Shekfanoch Bekli Arishin. Once it stopped, then we consider that Klosh Shnia and Shlishis, even while it's Shas Bishul. That's again, I wanted to point this out to you. The beautiful words of the Sefer, Megillah Sefer. We're a big fan of the Sefer, as you know by now. And I wanted to show you some of his beautiful Chidush. So now, Rabosai, we have to discuss, if we have time, a couple of more things. One, everything we keep talking about, Rabosai, everything we say is b'di'evit. What about l'chatchila? L'chatchila, the Rambam says l'chatchila you shouldn't do anything. What do you mean you shouldn't do anything? Shouldn't do anything. Let's read the lashon of the Rama. Again, it's Siv Beis. Haminig la es lesa lechatchila. We ask the things lechatchila, Rabosai. We're matter b'di'evit. General question. Can you make something, do something lechatchila? Says the Shach Siv Katan Gimel. Lesa lechatchila lechle b'kutach. U b'di'evit mutter nasa b'kutach. Ava levashton lechatchila b'kneira shel basar. K'dei lechle b'kutach. Osir afilu lahamechaber v'siyoso. Even svardim, according to the Shach, have to be machmer in the shala. Can't cause su hasmak, an Ashkenazi rabbi, right? Passing for svardim. Yeah. But Nevi and Bet Yosef. Nevi and Bet Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes it already. He svardized them. He made them relevant to the svardim as well as the Ashkenazim. And therefore, it says over here, you're not supposed to cause what we'll call in our language a not bar not lichatchila. You don't create not bar not lichatchila. This is the yisod over here. Before shahagol smak. Fine. Very nice. Very nice. Now, question is, what are the parameters of this halacha? Is it true? Does anyone agree? Does anyone disagree? And if so, why? Okay. Let's understand this. Let's understand. Very important to try to understand these things. So the halacha lemaisa, this for Ashkenazim, it's prohibited to cook a parva item in order to use it for with milchiks. More than that, even if you cook the parva item, you can't use it for milchiks. So kavachomer, you can't cook it in the first place. Suppose even Sfaradim agree to this, and Ashkenazim, as we shall see, have additional chumras over here as well. The big question, which comes up halacha lemaisa, is what if it's an eino ben yomo? Look what the Rama said over here. Important Rama. Sid Beis. First, he says, "V'davka le'och lecholim cholov v'abosar atzmo, aval litnan b'kli shelahem mutar lechatchila." If I have a fish which I cooked in a fleishik pot, I may put it into a milchik kli lechatchila. So it says, "Mefurash Rama." Why the Taz says, "The bezel nusomchin al hamatirin." As far as the Kli is concerned, let's be so machmir. Okay, V'chein im lo nizbashto a nitzlu t'chila rak olu b'klisha basa mutlu l'ochlin l'chol avatma. That's the mefurish gemar. Dogam shalom b'kar. Mefurish. Can happen. Fine. V'chein im hoya klish in nizbashto a nitzlu b'o l'fgam shlo hoya ben yomo. Every word counts now. No agin heter l'chadchila l'ochlin im ha-min ha-sheni. Stop right here. If you have noodles, you made in a fleshik a pot, and you served it on Shabbos, gavaldik, the problem is some of your guests didn't show up, they have leftovers. So they put it back in the fridge. Now comes Sunday. That pot ain't even yoma. I want to put butter in the noodles, cheese in the noodles. Mutter arasa. Says over here, there are more. Mutter, as long as the kli was in Eidah ben yomo, you made it for Shabbos. You intended to finish it on Shabbos. The guests didn't show up. They didn't need too much. You have leftovers. You can put butter in it. Mefurish Rama. Okay? Mefurish Rama. What's not Mefurish Rama is, may you cook the noodles in the first place in an Eidah ben yomo fleshik a pot with the intention to use it now with butter. That's not Mefurish in the Rama. Here's my story. I kept telling. I don't have to repeat the story again of time. But the bottom line of the story was that the Isa v'Heter and the Chochmas Adam Aseret. They say, you may not do so l'chatchil, even though it's an Eina ben Yomo. It's an Eina ben Yomo. It's a Nat bar Nat. You may not cook it with the specific intention to eat it with the opposite min. Does anyone disagree? So there are those who claim that the Gra disagrees. What's the claim that the Gra disagrees? Because when the Gra, in his brief explanation of this halacha, he writes over here in Sivkot Yud, B'chai gavna af b'shal iser mutter, because it's a nostal of gam. V'yaf b'gzeir izu ein osa l'chadchila she'ein abas yoma l'mashum gzeir ato b'as yoma. Hashem kein kan, d'yaf ben yoma mutter medina. Even ben yoma mutter medina. So there are those who claim that the Vilna Gaon is mekil in this Shaila. Who said so? That's what we thought at the time when we were learning Beis Medrash 30 years ago. And now all these Sforim which weren't printed then. And the Bali HaShulchan says the Meferish, he thinks that the Gra is Mekil in this Shaila, based on the words of the Gra. Of course, it's not the last word. We have more Sforim since then. Let me read you what it says over here. I think I have to go down the page. One here. Look what he says. Didn't grow not banal chatchila. Here we go. We see the body of Shulchan. She wrote a little more midivri hagra that it's mutter ben yomo lechatchila. And he thinks that's wrong. No. The Gra came to explain the psak of the Ramah. Madua achar she bishel mutter lochla min hasheni. That's what he's coming to explain. That's his kashin. Why? The amnesia machal also the gami. Treif! Mashenge midnidon didan. Sheyochol. Lechol asatasha bibifne atzmo. Or mamina klishin is bashamo. Skol chatchila vish lesser. I said, the Tazma Pshat the Marshal. Eino ben Yomo, Osim ben Hashem, it's called a Chathila. So the Gra is explaining why that's not true. So the Gra says, no, Miki Radin ben Yomo, it's okay. So therefore, we shouldn't ask it. But to be matter do the Chathila, lo hoyu devara ben Yomo, the Gra never meant it, and it's not true, and it's tak Osim. It's true that if you look at the source of the Ramah, he said it's us, and the Yisrael said it's us, and the Chokmah said it's us, and the Gra presumably never disagreed. So you can't do it, Rabbi Osai. Bottom line, you may not do it. Sorry to break the news to you. You may not do it. You may not do it. So you may not, halacha lemaaseh, you may not use a kli, even Eina ben Yomo, in order to use it for the opposite min. What happens if you want to use it for both? That's the next thing, I think, over here, if I'm not mistaken. He quotes himself the following case. You made chocolate in a fleshik pot, ain't a ben yomo, to make cake. What's the cake? I know in advance the cake. The cake is for Shabbos. But I make so much cake that's not going to only be for Friday night, not only going to be for Shabbos lunch, not just for the parish of the Shudis, but to dunk into my coffee from Olam Malka. I know all that's fully in advance. I know all of it. So in his original Sefer, he said it was mutter. And now he's saying, no, thinks that even that's awesome. Why? Yisal digrom lechatchila mishum emevatlin yisal lechatchila. That's pshat. So yesh les v'gam b'ofen zeh. Also the Arab cholav b'mayim sheshem shishim v'negad ha-cholav v'myodeh sheshtamish b'mitzas me'amayim v'mabosar. Even a little bit. And the prichosh l'achok lechatchila is still. So he's hydranium is a big Talmud Chacham knows how to back out. He was matirit in his first Sefer. And he asks it now. This is all Rabbi Osei accepted halach. Accepted halach. Is there any room for leniency? Well, what about 6 hours? You have to wait 6 hours? Can I? I have to shine halach on the ma'aser. Rabbi Osei, Friday of Hanukkah, I had to shine in my house. May you cook pears in a milchika pot, ein ben yomo, with the intention to serve it as dessert after a fleishika meal. What's going on? The biur in Bar Yashulch was matter even to what, even to have it to put meat on it. We said that's not true, but may you do it. Just won't wait 6 hours? I thought the answer to the question was yes. Mutter. Because 6 hours, I mean, so far, we either took to be so machmer so much, I don't think we have to go that far. We did see already in the Ramah a distinction between eating it with meat or milk and putting it on a flesh or a milchika dish where the Ramah is maker. Here, it seems that it's within 6 hours, that would be even more kal, and therefore I thought it would be permissible in this kind of Eina Ben Yomo to put it on a opposite dish and eat it less than 6 hours later. I thought that would be good. But Sirif in the back of my mind was a Bavadja's campaign. I'm saying it for the end. A Bavadja came and said, excuse me, Maran said it in Bet Yosef, but he backed out in Bedek Habayit. There, Maran Baal Bet Yosef from Yosef Karo. Maran says there's a different view. Maybe it's even permissible lechatchila to create a situation of not bar not. Why not? Forgive the pun. Why not make a not bar not? Why not? Who said it's asa? Prove it to me. Why should it be asa? This is what we saw in the Yalkut Yosef. That's what the Talmud showed me. I wouldn't even know that. The Yalkut Yosef said it. And he quotes his father, Rav Avadya, in his Hakskama to Rav Amar Sefer, Shem HaShlomo. Where does it all come out? They, as follows. Rav Osai. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim is the one who said that it's Aser. And the Bedek Abayis disagrees. It's Mutu Levashel B'Kli Basar Amanas to eat it with Cholov. Rabbi Avadya actually passed in this way. What should it depend upon? So I want to just end this interview with this one piece. I can't go into all the details. It may depend, Rabbi Osai, on the pshat in not bar not. Is not bar not mutter due to the principle of bittel? Whatever there is such a small amount that it's bottle. Bottle. So we have the principle of emavatlis lechatchila. Would not be allowed to do it, Rabbi Osai lechatchila. That would not be allowed. I mean, once we're here already, let's just go take a little step back. I think I can show it to you here also. I think. Yeah. B'tam she'osur ligrom not barna lechatchila. What's the pshat? He says, prima godem, bitlis lechatchila. Not bar not after having tam kolush, mikom agom lo gorom imashu. The osel vatal lechatchila, manasit lo bevin hasheni. I can't be mevatal cholav b'mayim, right? To give it to put basa, and therefore he wanted to go as far as to say
im ova bemeizit v'garam na'banah l'chadchila, also la'ochla afile b'di'evid. Why? Well, this chadchila, we'll get to that in Sadi Tess, we'll get to that with Hashem the next man. The Milchaz Kayan says, no, no, it's ridiculous. Also, Ligrom, it's our chokol lechatchila. But the evidence would be permissible. He says it's a machlokos we're showing him over here. By Recha Milsa, we saw this inside last time, we said it's the same time over here. What happened over here? The Ran, the Rif says Recha la Milsa, but it's Dovah Shesh Lomatirin, ain't no bottle. Frek the Ran, it's, one second. The Ran asks, I can't get my hair. Midogim she'olu b'kara she'mut alochla b'kutach v'lo nesem m'shem davar she'esh l'matirin. Hey, what right do you have to use it with, use it with milk, use it by itself or with meat? You see, there's no principle of she'esh l'matirin when it comes to meat and milk. What do you see from the Ran? Not barnat has a mashu, the same as Recha has a mashu. Okay, very good. But the Ramban answer is no. Not barnat Eino nechshav klal ukemad alesadami vigora mirecha, which is a mashu. All right. So this prechodesh is depends on machlokas of Rishonim. So therefore, the bottom line is we Ashkenazim, and I think many Sardim still follow the mainstream view that you may not be gorm lechatchila. Rabbi Avadya quotes a view which says it's mutl lechatchila. Presumably, he's going to rely upon the Rishonim who say that Napadas doesn't even need bittel. It's mutter without bittel. It's nothing there. Zero. That's the machlokas he says over here in the Gilas Sefer Yud Beis. According to the Ran and the Ramban. The Ran said it's called a mashu, and the Ramban said it's not a mashu. Okay, he'll follow the Ramban. The Ramban is a big Talmud Chacham, right? I'm not quibbling with those who follow Rav Avadya, who follow Pasuk like him all the time. But for Ashkenazim, I think even for certain Sfaradim, you may not create a not bar not lichatchila, Rabosai. Okay. Yeah.
So imagine Rebbe's case with the pears. That pot would have been a Ben Yomo. Would Rebbe have been Machmer?
Maybe. That was not the shot that was asked. Yes.
So what about that shot that we saw earlier, that even if there's a piece of meat, that's not
Machmer? That's about 6 hours.
Right.
So I didn't say I was going to be Machmer, because the shot is so makel back in pay tests, you don't have to wait 6 hours for anything. But it's a whole long discussion in pay tests. Some of more machmer, some of more make, if you recall, I'll go back to the discussion now. But here I felt I was on safe ground, Ein Ben Yomo to boot. I'm not saying it's awesome by Ben Yomo.
What should we do off on ice? It happens all the time. Not for not,
Kui. Kuk lechatchila?
Yeah.
It happens all the time, really?
Yeah.
I never get the shows. It happens all the time to cook?
You have to wait 6 hours? Yeah.
No, that's not the question. You have to wait 6 hours. The question, it wasn't my Shaila.
After eating.
No, it wasn't the Shaila. The Shaila's may you cook the pears in the first place with every expectation of serving them within 6 hours. That's not your shayla. Your shayla is to wait 6 hours. No, I was to wait 6 hours. May you cook it in the first place. That was my shayla. So thereby, a Ben Yomo, you can look it up. You have time. Look up the shayla. See what it says. I didn't see the shayla anyway in print. Anyway, I must be missing something. Must be somewhere. I'm giving you all an assignment. 5 points extra in the beginning. So, what does it say by Ben Yomo and a Ben Yomo? May you cook something in a flesh in a milchik pot to serve for dessert after your flesh can be less than 6 hours. Look it up. Okay. 5 points. Okay, good. I'll both say we're almost out of time. Let me discuss the fundamental issue, which is not barnat de isura. We know that not barnat is only mutter when we keep talking about not barnat de hetera. Not barnat de isura, we assume, is absolutely prohibited. It seems to be a davar pashut umuskam, a not barnata isura is prohibited, absolutely not allowed. Okay, not allowed. Of course, the question becomes, why is it not allowed? So here is a dispute. Let's at least begin. We'll have to prepare to finish this tomorrow. Also, ran out a little bit of time of not barnata, but almost finished with it. Tomorrow's topic is davar choref. We're trying to just. We're always a little bit over. We always go a little bit over time. But okay, we'll just try to finish it up tomorrow. The Ran, yeah. Open to the Ran, where the Ran, in his explanation of not by not, have a chance to look at it before inside. I think it was page Kufyu Tess, is that correct? Kufyu Tess.
What's the pshat? Why is not bar not permissible? So the Ran says that the reason why it's permissible is because the heavy odeya, it's on page Kuf Yud Tes, column 2, halfway down, right before Vakosa. To lo sharina na barnat ela bishal heter kibasa b'cholov tekeva ditam sheni akati heterahu, whichever definition, keva di iklish kule hai lo choshiv lemesar, to make something else awesome. Aval b'midi di yisura kol heicha di katam o klal, any klal oser at sof kol ha'olam. The Ran says it's oser forever. It's oser forever. This is the famous Ran. Not b'nat yisura, it's oser forever. On a simple level, oser b'daraisa. Oser b'daraisa. So I want to show you one more source before we stop today, which is the Prima Godim, Rabbi Osai. In Simen Sadi Dalid, please turn. Simen Sadi Dalid. It's in Sif Seidas, Sif Koton, Chof Beis. Sadi Dalid, Sif Seidas, Sif Koton, Chof Beis. He quotes in the middle of all this a smack. He says, we have to aster not barnat the Yisura. You know why? Chaticha nasas nevela. Whoa. Chaticha nasas nevela. Whoa. Chaticha nasas nevela. That's a din derabbanan b'shar Yisura. Whoa. According to the Ran, not barnat the Yisura is daraisa. According to the Prima Godim's smack, it sounds like it's a din de Rabbanon, a din de Rabbanon, Rabosa. What's the case? Do you taste it or don't you taste it? We all know from Chanan, you don't even have to taste it. Chanan means, what's Chanan mean? It fell into 50 parts, and that whole thing fell into another 50 parts. The taste is 1 in 2,500, and it's still awesome. So what? Maybe the smack is limited to a case. We don't taste it. So be a mud nazach. They say that the Ran is more machmir because the Ran is not bar not is daraisa, and the smack holds the rabbanon. No, they're talking about two different cases. The Ran's case where you do taste it, and the smack's case where you don't taste it. Who in fact says so? The Maharshal. The Maharshal Yam Shul Shlomo Simon Samach Aleph says that not bar not is mutter only when you don't taste it. So the Mefarshim ask Gaval. So why is not bar not the yisur aser? What's the answer? Chanan! You don't taste it. I don't want to pin this on the smack. The smack might hold. It's referring to a case where you do taste it, and it's still asur midrabbanan only because of Chanan. But it's possible, according to the smack, to say you don't taste it. Asur midrabbanan because of Chanan anyway. And if the Marshal will hold that situation, he'll say, and that's the only case when Nabanati Heter is mutter. But if you do taste it, it's going to be asur. A chiddush nifla v'nar of the Marshal. Goes against the whole discussion from before with the tasting it, with the Shmuel, with the Rav. I don't want to go late. We'll stop here. We're almost done, just about done, with Nat Bar Nat. Tomorrow's topic is Dov Achara. You see, at 10:30. Okay, again, if I'm a few minutes late, you'll begin. Hope to try to be.